Reality is an illusion. The men behind the curtains pull all the strings, and you are merely an unknowingly but willing slave to the system. Please join us as we fall deeper into the rabbit hole and delve into the realm of conspiracy theories to try and uncover the truth that hides in the shadows, and what promises to be the most revealing and shocking podcast of all times. You have now entered the Lost Boys Conspiracy Zone. I'm one of your hosts, Ghost T, and joining me as always, the Art Bell and George Norrie of podcasting, Tactical Shogun, and Night Prophet, for entertainment purposes only, people. What's up, fellas?
Who the fuck are those
you
people?
You even got the TikTok sounds, too?
I was going to bring it up.
I love that, dog. I'm working on a remix. I love that, Joel.
Dude, the amount of videos I've seen with that fucking music in the background is insane.
Embedded in my head, bro.
I've got that song chopped and screwed, all kinds. Yeah, dude. They got a bunch of fucking nice little songs on
staples.
And the conspiracy talk. Staples.
It's fucking great. I'm deep on the conspiracy talk.
Yeah, and like this week, any of them that have to deal with the deep sea have like a certain tune. It's like the same song.
For
sea monsters and shit. Because I love shit like that. I'm like, what, giant squid? I got to watch this video.
There is crazy shit.
Mermaids? Sirens?
Do you guys believe in mermaids? Are they real, you think? I think it's possible, but I don't think they're sexy fucking ladies or whatever.
No, I think they look like looking if they're real.
Yeah, you ever seen the movie Luca? I think they look like that. Come on. What do you guys
think? They could change like that? Oh, yeah, I've seen Luca. I got kids. I've seen it 100,000 times. Plus, it's Italian, so I respect it.
Hey, Gabagool.
Luca Brasi.
Luca was actually pretty good.
Sleeping with the fishes. That's what that means, dude.
Yeah, dude. You're dead because of the mermaids.
Yeah.
You ever fucking thought? Mermaids. So let's say these mermaids do look disgusting.
Right.
And hideous.
They
have a beautiful voice.
Voices. Yeah.
I've never known a fella, at least in my lifetime, maybe I'm just not hanging around with a very mature crowd, but I've never heard a fella go, yo, that lady's incredibly hideous, but her voice is so sexy, I have to stop by and say hello. I've never heard that, not once. And I gotta be honest with you.
Ray Charles might have said that once.
Stevie Wonder might have said that. Blind. Stevie Wonder? No, who was blind? Stevie Wonder's not blind.
Get behind that.
Yeah, you just got to flip the perspective here.
I guess if I take my glasses off, maybe you can convince
then
me.
It doesn't matter. Being very drunk, too, perhaps.
Being hammered and then going to fish or you know, swim or whatever, and getting hooked up with a damn mermaid is pretty fucking cool, I think, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Oh, on a fucking barrel of Pirate's rum or whatever it is those guys drink. Wouldn't it just hooch?
Yeah, so
guys basically just making hooch, right?
I think something. I don't
know. What is rum? The C version of hooch? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I hate rum.
That's kryptonite.
I can't drink rum, dude.
I like rum and cokes every now and then, but
no, I need a whiskey and a coke. I can't do rum, dude. I also can't
rum
do
at all? Sailor Jerry.
Sailor That's Jerry, so what the fuck is that?
It's a dark rum. It has this slightest, subtlest caramel added to it or something. This little caramel flavor. It works so good with Coke, bro. It really
does. Yeah, so rum is just fermented sugar cane. So that's why it comes from like the Caribbean and stuff.
Makes sense.
Shout out my grandpa. I wonder how many raccoons die to make a fucking bottle of rum, dude. You know what I mean?
Fucking get out of that sugar cane, dude. Making some hooch.
Yeah, get away from my fucking sugar cane, you dumb idiot, or I gotta hang you. Speaking of conspiracies. Yeah, because we weren't talking about conspiracies at all.
This is a conspiracy episode. This is a conspiracy episode. That could be a conspiracy.
Mermaids are not real, I don't think.
I wouldn't really be 100%. Yeah, I don't know.
You believe in them, Knight?
I believe that anything could be real, though. I'm not opposed to any reality.
Now, I don't know if I believe in him, but I have seen some creepy videos, you know, online. But every video I watch online, I take with a grain of salt. But there are some creepy ones out there for sure. Like one where you didn't even really see anything, but this guy was recording and you can hear like these like crazy screams, and they're out in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. And there was like making some waves like off on the side, so it looked like something was swimming, but you couldn't like see what it was. But it you know, there's some creepy shit. I mean, the sea fucking scares the living shit out of me in general.
It is, bro.
So, I mean, if I'm to believe anything that's crazy, it would probably come out of the sea, because, you know, how much have we actually explored of it? Like, that stuff freaks me out.
I think we've gotten just as far as the Titanic, or maybe close to it, and then that was it. Yeah. Probably the furthest down that anybody's explored on their own.
We've explored, like, something crazy low, like 20% of the ocean floor or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And how deep it gets, like, the Mariana Trench is just the deepest fucking, it's as low in the earth as, like, Mount Everest is high or some crazy shit. It's insane. And they still haven't explored all of that.
I mean, there's some freshwater lakes we haven't even seen the bottom of, too, you know?
We've only explored 7% of the world's oceans.
Seven. Ooh, so I overshot that.
7%? That's a conspiracy. That's wild, right there. Dude. You don't think they can... Look, they ain't even going to tell us what's in our Antarctica. They ain't... And you know they got the technology. They know what's down there, probably.
Well, I think the technology is limited by the pressure, yeah?
That's the problem. You get so much of that pressure buildup.
Steven Spielberg
fucking crushes a damn camera lens.
Yeah, get whatever. Like those Cameron. Rich dudes last year.
Yo, shout out anybody. Anytime, I forgot who said this. I heard it this week somewhere. But anytime some fucking, you know, rich person goes up in the air, into space, or they go down into the ocean, they're all fine. But the minute you put like a school bus driver or a teacher on there, it all goes to shit. The shuttle crashes, the submarine sinks, there's always, you know, anytime they're trying to bring a normie on board, as the rich people call us, they fucking lose whatever it is they're trying to do. And that submarine, I got news for you, there was probably one lady on there that could have maybe heard a weird noise or did something, and she could have said something. And maybe saved everybody. They would have fucking bailed out and, you know, jumped back up real quick. But she just thought it was a normal part of the thing. She's just sitting there hoping that she gets
thought
to see
it was the experience
or whatever. And she got, dude. If we had a trained professional in there, they'd be fine, is what I'll say.
I think that was produced in Boeing plants, I believe that sub.
I don't even know if that really happened.
Like the Simpsons predicting all these crazy events.
It's true. There's some loose predictions from The Simpsons, but...
Yeah, some of them are a reach.
Yeah.
Some of them are kind of wild, though.
The Simpsons predicted that the Falcons would beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and in 2016, that did not happen. So ever since then, I've stopped listening to The Simpsons predictions. I put money on that game, and I got my ass handed to me, dude.
Okay, so you have a personal vendetta, I understand.
Yeah,
that was a huge comeback, too. God damn, you probably thought you had that money in the bag at halftime.
I fucking damn right I did. You're damn right I did. And I was just coming off of Conor McGregor beating Eddie Alvarez, too. So I was like, yo, I can't lose, dude, because I bet a lot of money on that
combo.
One. Yeah, and it was so quick. I woke up at fucking 3 in the morning to watch those damn fights. And I was on a tear. I thought I couldn't lose if you paid me to lose. And then sure enough, I lost a big hand there on that Super Bowl. Sorry. What are you going to do? Miley Cyrus was hanging from the sky like some fucking, or was it Lady Gaga?
Was that
one of
the
these
Miley
fucking
Cyrus?
Whores.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of these dumb idiots.
Illuminati whores.
Yeah. One of these transvestites. Remember the fucking rumor that Lady Gaga was a hermaphrodite or something? Wasn't that
a few rumors out there?
That was out there for a while.
That was a conspiracy.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis was another one.
They said that back in the day for sure.
Yeah. Who's Jamie Lee Curtis? I gotta look her up.
The Scream
Who's
Queen.
Jamie Lee
dog?
Curtis?
Come on, bro.
The Scream
Halloween.
Oh, bro, if that lady ain't got a damn 3-inch clit, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
That might be what it is.
What I'm gonna say.
She got a little pinky finger down there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yo, 100%, dude. She's got a little wiggler down there, dude. A little inchworm.
Huge.
She got that shit crawling out of an apple, brother. You ever seen the worm crawling out of the apple? That's what she's got right there, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, my.
You know what I'm saying. And obviously, no offense to Jamie Lee Curtis. If you want to come on the show and show us your puss, by all means. Well, prove wrong.
She's looking a little rough lately. She's getting up
there. Well, I don't care. Yeah, it's fucking celebrity puss, dude.
Okay.
What, are you too good for celebrity puss? Sorry, Ghost. You know what? I'll try to get Scarlett Johansson on. I apologize.
Sydney Sweeney, let's have her on. She got to prove it. I think she's already
I think Jamie Lee Curtis is playing Tannis in the Borderlands movie.
Really?
Professor Tannis, yeah, yeah. That's her. She got that role.
How far along is that movie?
It's coming out soon. I think it's done.
Okay, so it's post-production.
I don't release date. I don't think I'm going to watch that movie. And it's not because of any crazy whatever. I feel like they casted it pretty dumb.
I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart, dude.
I hate Kevin Hart at this point. I want him as far away from anything that I enjoy as possible. I used to love Kevin Hart when I was fucking brain dead. And back in the day, yeah, he was 40-year-old
virgin.
He's overrated and he's Illuminati.
Like so funny.
Best thing I've ever seen
him
do. I loved him in 40-year-old version. Just the
where he just rips them in the store.
We used to do that for years.
No, I like him back in the day. Ever since what's this other fucking black guy's name, dude? Cat Williams. Ever since Cat Williams started shitting on the damn celebrities.
Yo, for real, he is fucking exposing so much.
He hasn't missed yet.
I'm telling you. Oh my God, dude. Speaking of fucking black guys. I haven't really done anything. I've been very busy with work, so I haven't done anything to benefit the show conspiracy-wise. So I want to apologize in advance to you guys and my parents. But I... and they're not going to listen. I don't know why I'm apologizing to them, but, you know, just because. But I did watch a documentary on P. Diddy called Surviving Diddy.
Ooh.
And it was talking about...
They have one out already?
It's on YouTube. It's self-made. Yeah, yeah. Indie? There's nothing better than watching a documentary on hip-hop, like P. Diddy hip-hop. Narrated by the whitest guy I've ever heard in my entire life. It's something that's how you know it's going to be good and it's going to be accurate.
Daddy, aka P. Diddy.
Pretty much, yeah. So he starts going off, and then Puff Daddy started off. Let me pull up these notes here. He went to a public school. His dad was like a drug dealer, and then his dad died. And because a drug deal went wrong. And then he went into it. His mom moved to the suburbs and put him in a Montessori, like, private school. Which Montessori is like a fancy method of teaching. And it's like very, you know, those schools can get expensive.
Like expensive-ass private school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it was there that he met fucking Andre Harrell. Andre Harrell... was like this, you know, or I'm sorry, no, it was there that he met, what's his name, Chris Mack, what's his name, Freddie Mack, what the fucking, what's the,
who?
The rapper's name?
Biggie?
Mack Sabbath? No, the other guy, dude, he was part of fucking Uptown Records. Oh my God, this is good. Jay Mack, help me out, dude, somebody. Please.
Ooh, I'm not sure about this. I was never really a Bad Boy fan outside of Biggie.
I hated Puff with a passion. So much so I didn't even want to know about him. I'm sorry.
Damn it, dude.
I'm trying to ask ChatGPT here.
Who was...
He was an intern at Uptown Records. He quickly rose to the ranks, talent director, where he was instrumental in developing artists like Mary J. Blige and Jodeci.
No, dude. What's this guy's name? It's gonna fucking eat away at me so bad.
Craig Mack. You're talking about Craig Mack.
Thank you.
Craig, flavor in your ear. Okay, Mack,
dude.
I'm coming with that flavor in your ear.
So him and Craig Mack knew each other.
Flavor in your ear.
Okay. And then Craig Mack goes to gets you know, when they grow up or whatever, they're at this point they're in college, and Craig Mack starts getting discovered by Andre Harrell, who is the owner of Uptown Records. And so then Craig Mack introduces P. Diddy to Andre Harrell, and Andre Harrell immediately takes a liking to him. He's still in school at this point. He immediately takes a liking to him and gives him an internship almost immediately. And then he goes to school in D.C., but Uptown Records is in New York, so he used to take the train, probably about, they say, estimated about like 16 hours a week of travel to get to his internship, and nobody really knew why. And so they very quickly, Andre started trying to offer a job to this guy, but his mom was not having it. Mom was like, "You're going to school, fucking dummy, you know?" And what they say, right, because then when you follow Andre Harrell's story, he went from no experience whatsoever to being the right-hand man of Clive Davis, who was the owner of Arista Records and was a very known, one of the first openly homosexual music moguls, right? So then the story is
crazy.
That Andre Harrell was getting diddled by this guy. That's how he rose to fame so much. And then he left and started Uptown Records that was funded by Clive Davis. Okay? And so that's important because Diddy develops this relationship with Andre. He climbs through the ranks very quick. He drops out of school to get a full-time job at this point. And he's basically the right-hand man to Andre Harrell very quickly, unprecedented amount of time. Right, and so then he starts playing these games. People assume, right, that the fucking there was some diddling going on there as well.
Damn, even back
then, it's always crazy. Diddling. It always goes back to the damn diddling,
getting passed down Diddy. Multiple generations, dude.
Yeah, big time. It's a cycle. It's a fucking cycle. Hurt people. They say.
Boom.
So then it goes. They say it keeps going. That is not a conspiracy. There are statistics behind that one, ladies and gentlemen. And so then the time goes on. Puffy and what's this other guy? Andre. They decide to split ways. They have a little bit of a disagreement. They split ways. Puffy starts Bad Boy Records, funded by, you guessed it, somebody under the umbrella of Arista Records. I forget who. This is very loose connections here. Okay. But it's all under the same umbrella. So then Puffy brings over Craig Mack, releases his fucking first album.
Flavor in Your Ear. With Biggie on it. That was one of his first tracks.
Not 2 months after that, he released Ready to Die. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what it was? Is that, let me back, I'm backtracking here. Hold on. I got to backtrack. Puff recruited Biggie into Uptown Records. And then Uptown Records, when they brought the Ready to Die album to him, they didn't want to release it. So that's why Puff Daddy left, because he said, "Yo, you're not going to release this shit. I'm out." So then he left.
My own shit.
Releases an album with Craig Mack. Bad Boy. He releases Craig Mack's album. 2 months later, he releases Biggie's album. And then a month and a half later, he releases Craig Mack's second album. Right off the rip. Bang. And that's when the fucking stardom begins, and he starts recruiting people. And then it goes into the West Coast starting to get involved now with Death Row and how they started having their little beef. And Suge Knight and some other guy showed up to a damn club one night. Diddy and his bodyguard were at, and they walked in, confirmed that Diddy was there. They walked up to his table. They had an altercation. They started fist fighting, and they got fucking kicked out of the club. And then they go outside, and then outside they squash the beef and they hug it out. And then they hear shooting, bam, 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 across the street. Some dude was just shooting a gun in the air during all the commotion.
It was New Year's.
Diddy's bodyguard came over and killed Suge Knight's boy, Jimmy Hoffa or whatever his name is. Some guy. It starts with a J. And then that starts the whole fucking real beef between these guys. Ah, you know what I'm saying, dude. It's some J name. I don't know. And so that starts the whole beef, like the real beef between Death Row and Bad Boy. And that's when Tupac gets involved. You know, they shoot Tupac. And then Diddy has Biggie release that fucking Who Shot Your track. So then Tupac was like, it was definitely a hit. Fuck you guys. Yada, yada. I don't know how this relates into diddling. Because then I haven't finished the documentary. So that's about where I stopped. That's about where I stopped in the documentary.
Well, it makes you think.
They do surmise that this guy's been fucking calling hits on people.
Well, I don't doubt, because they have the money and the power. And yeah, this victim thing is just, yeah, being passed down. He was probably training P. Diddy to be this way, who was
grooming doing this, as they would say.
Grooming, yeah, exactly. Who ended up grooming his artist. And that makes me worry. What do you think? Do you think Biggie ever got involved?
I think Biggie was too big to get diddled.
And do you think? Yes. I think so too, but do you think that's why? Because there is a lot of, I watched some shit on TikTok this week that was pretty much Puff's ex-bodyguard. Maybe he was the same dude who killed the other dude. I don't know, but he was doing these crazy interviews and saying, you know, he was pretty much saying, without saying, that Puff Daddy set up Biggie, for sure.
I believe it.
And, yeah, because the way, like, the night of the actual hit on Biggie, they say Puff, like, forced Biggie to go to this, was it the Vibe Awards or something? Like, Biggie didn't even want to go. He said he was checking in on him for, like, a week and a half prior to the event, all calling him, and this is something that he never really did a lot, but he kept calling him over, like, Biggie, you got to come to this joint. We need you there, da-da-da. And then at the moment they were leaving the event, they knew that there was some crazy shit going on, but like he forced the bodyguard in the other car and Biggie in this car, and Biggie was sitting on one side. It's like this whole crazy thing. He's like, Puff never sits on that one side. So I don't know what the fuck he kept forcing Biggie to get in first and all this other shit. It was just this crazy shit that Puff was so out of character that night. And it just seemed like, yeah, it was definitely a setup. By Mr. Puff. Because think about how much money that Puff made off of Biggie, especially since, yes, and he's been making money off of Biggie longer than Big was alive, because I think he was like 20-something when he died, and it's like 2 years past that now.
Down at 17.
And he's been making fucking money off of this guy, and it's fucked up.
Puff. Yo, can I tell you something?
Maybe he tried to diddle Biggie. Biggie wasn't having it, so he had him
Biggie
killed.
Said, get that That's little African dick away from me. That's what Biggie would say. I feel like, I don't know, I don't want to speak
Did
for
Did you
him.
Guys hear the audio of Meek Dead Mill?
Man. No, what'd Meek Mill say?
No, I saw some shit, though, but yeah, Meek was definitely...
There's, like, very ruthless audio of Meek Mill getting pounded, dude.
What?
I think Cat Williams released that, didn't he?
Maybe. Getting his butt
a bodyguard. A bodyguard, yes.
It's probably the same
bodyguard was standing outside the door and recorded audio of Meek Mill getting fucked,
getting pounded by Diddy.
By Diddy, and it's dude, holy the audio shit. Is insane.
Yeah, and there somebody was somebody sent a fucking link for science purposes, not for me to fucking do anything to it.
There's a scene with Puff just chilling in like the pool. Someone's just recording whatever, and he's. With Meek right next to him in the pool, and he keeps it's real weird vibes, and he keeps calling him daddy and shit like this. It's just like, oh,
yeah,
what the fuck is going on here?
Damn, Meek, dude, now I gotta fucking take all the Meek Mill songs off my playlist.
I know everyone this week was like kind of devastated by the Meek Mill like audio leaks.
This just came out,
yeah, a couple of days ago, I think. And then now they're even saying out there. Like this clip TikTok, has been circulating from LeBron James, where he's
LeBron James
on a FaceTime with P. Diddy, and he's like, "Ain't no party like a Diddy party."
Yeah,
and then Diddy was like, "Hell yeah!"
Oh, Usher's deep because he got Usher right when he was like 14, 13 was it?
13, living with him,
and he says that he was recruited to Puff Daddy's flavor camp or whatever the fuck Puffy's flavor camp. And he was like, yeah, what the fuck's going on there? And he was saying that he would just fucking party till 5 a.m. with some fucking crazy shit going on. He never fucking specified specifically what was going on, but I think there was some homoerotic stuff happening. Seems that like Usher had to be a part of, dude.
Yeah, seemed like a lot. Well, you know, there's a deep P. Diddy, Jamie Foxx connection, and a little rumor I heard just, I think, yesterday. A little blurb I'll throw out there for you to think about was that Jamie Foxx was kind of getting out of this life. He wanted to get away. And do you remember the weird health situation that Jamie Foxx dealt with? Was that a year or two ago?
Yeah. You know, when he died?
Odd, potentially.
When he died and then got replaced by a clone?
By a clone? Who knows? But they were saying that that was the retribution for Jamie Foxx trying to get away from the lifestyle, I guess, or whatever little
get out of the Illuminati
going on there. Yeah, that's pretty much.
Blood in, blood out, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, but he's dead. Isn't he dead?
I mean, that's speculation. Who knows exactly what's happening?
I mean, but, I know. He's fucking dead as hell, dude.
And then there was the, Justin Bieber connection, too. And there was some crazy shit mentioned there. I'm sure diddling there. Diddling. It's fucked up, bro.
Diddly diddling. I don't know, dude.
It's crazy,
I'm just telling you, I didn't realize there were so many gay guys in music.
Hip-hop music, too. Back in the day, yeah, you wouldn't look at that at all. And,
so many things make sense now, though.
The pieces are coming together?
Laid out the Diddler family tree. There's a lot of connections, a lot of weird connections, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, one of the hard things back in the day was trying to, like, figure out why Diddy would have Biggie killed. You know, that was, like, the hard thing for everyone to wrap their head
exactly,
around.
Exactly.
Like, people thought about it, but people were like, why would? Why would that happen? But, like, now that all this crazy shit's coming out about Diddy, it like, makes more sense.
Because he wouldn't let him fuck him in the butt. Yo, killing somebody over butt sex is fucking gay, dude. By the way, make no mistake, that's a fucking gay thing to do. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. It's crazy, man.
I don't know that this is really... Is this still considered conspiracy territory?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they hitting him with, the RICO? Isn't that what the C stands for? Conspiracy?
That's there you go. Is that what RICO... What's RICO? No. Is that true?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Hold on.
I know it's GPT. For organized crime. It's what they use to take down the mobs in like the New York and stuff.
Racketeering, influenced, and corrupt organizations.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was wrong.
Racketeer influence. Oh, okay, got it.
I don't know. And then it's Congress to help Puerto Rico.
Nancy Grace certainly thinks it's a shortcut RICO case that they wouldn't even have gotten this far if they knew that they didn't, or if they didn't have enough evidence to prosecute down the line. They're probably just trying to get higher up and higher up right now. And
I,
Boy Vaughn or something like that is some dude that's heavily connected and supposedly a ringleader in this whole thing too. I never heard of
him. Who?
Boy Vaughn or some shit.
No, I never heard that name either.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know. TikTok isn't always have correct spelling or names or translations of subtitles, so it's hard to get all the facts.
Here's a conspiracy for you. Sweet tarts have a lot of dyes in them.
Think of any dye. Very poisoned, bro. You shouldn't
yellow
eat anything
5,
you don't grow anymore.
Red 40, blue 1, blue 2.
Oh, yeah, you're getting fucked up, bro. There goes your
sperm. I'm fucking high as shit right now off of these sweet tarts, dude. I can't stop eating them, though, because they're going to make my tummy feel good, is what the doctor said, I think. Yo, conspiracy? Doctors don't know anything, dude, to be honest with you. Doctors know what they're taught.
Tell me what really
it is. And that's it. I argued with my kid's doctor one time, because he very clearly was prescribing something that I just didn't think was good. Like, he tells me to put a special cream on my kid's butt. But it's like the first ingredient of that shit is petroleum. I'm just might as well just rub gasoline on my kid's fucking taint, dude. What are you doing? Why would I do that?
Isn't that in Vaseline, dude?
Yeah. But that's not a yeah, that's a problem.
But still, there's other chemicals in there that are fucked up. And all they are big pharma shills, bro. That's all doctors are, bro. They get paid money to push a certain fucking brand of whatever the fuck.
The real drug dealers of America?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yo, somebody needs to fucking build a wall around those fucking guys, dude.
Build that wall. Build the wall, baby.
Forget the Mexicans and the fentanyl, dude. The heroin's fine if it's not cut with anything. It's this fucking benzodiazepine that people are fucking tripping over. You know what I'm saying? Jordan Peterson couldn't quit this shit for a long time. And that guy only eats steaks or whatever he does now.
Is that what he does now? He's on a carnivore
diet? I think so. I don't know. I kind of stopped fucking around with him, too. He's kind of just annoying at this point. Everybody's just fucking annoying, dude.
Maybe it's you.
Everybody on the internet is annoying as shit.
You need to break from the internet. Because
I'm on a hard internet break.
It's fucking
or download TikTok. One or the
dude,
other.
Dude, what have you learned from TikTok? Give me a good TikTok spirit.
It's hard. Well, I'll get into the eclipse stuff. Because, yeah, that's one of the biggest. There's so much stuff going on about this American eclipse. This eclipse that's coming out. But TikTok in general, I just want to say, is fucking wild. Like the early days of Twitter, where you're just seeing all this instant news and updates and shit. It's that, but with these video forms, so it makes it this whole other addictive thing. But anyway, the eclipse. Are you guys hearing anything about the eclipse? Have you followed any of the crazy conspiracies that are relating to this?
I know nothing.
Right now? Because there's people that are thinking this is the end of the world, that this is when the aliens come. This is the black hole sun. This is going to be rapture, apparently.
That's what I think Ryan Garcia said.
I might be willing to accept what Ryan Garcia is saying after the Baltimore thing. That's fucking pretty crazy, bro. Has he come out? I gotta look and see if he's said anything in the last couple of days. I don't know. They haven't been posting it on TikTok fast enough if he has. This could relate to the Anunnaki and Nibiru, which is the Anunnaki's planet, apparently. Is that what we're hearing? That's what I'm hearing.
I think that's correct.
They're saying that this is shifting us from our third dimensional thoughts into a fourth dimensional consciousness, a spiritual awakening. People are kind of going a little crazy over this eclipse. Now, why? Because apparently there are pretty much two eclipses every year or something along those lines. It's just where it hits. So people are freaking out because it's in America.
The Earth you're on.
And the correlation between the 2017 eclipse that hit America, they're talking about how that one went through a bunch of cities called Salem. And then this one is going through like the total opposite direction. So they're creating an X, like almost right in the middle of the country. This one's going through a bunch of cities called, what's the city? It's some biblical name, Niveria or something like that.
Niflheim.
Niflheim. No, it's not Niflheim, but
it's not some Norse. That's some Norse mythology shit. Fucking God of War, dude.
Yeah, that's where I got it from. Yeah.
We'll go with that, though. CERN, the large the collider thing, what's this? Hadron collider that's in Sweden. That's like
hydrogen
starting
collider?
Up again. Hydrogen collider, sure. That's starting up again in Sweden on Monday when the eclipse happens, April 8th. NASA is apparently firing rockets toward the moon, into the shadow to do tests, apparently. There's all these talk about the next, not flood, but earthquakes are going to start destroying the country and world. And it's going to change the whole landscape.
Well, I think they just had one in New Jersey today.
Well, that's something I was going to bring up. Because
super strange.
Well, I know for night that the earthquakes are pretty common, I guess.
I've had a bunch, yeah, yeah.
It's definitely rare for us East Coasters, and with all this and I'm down this crazy fucking TikTok conspiracy hole, and they're talking about earthquakes. They've been talking about that for weeks and shit. And then what happens today? A 4.8 earthquake hit New Jersey. Across the river where I live, people were saying that they heard it, or felt it, I mean, and I didn't feel anything, but we're not too far off from there. So it's kind of crazy that all this stuff is occurring. There was the last week, huge earthquake in Taiwan, and I think there was one near China somewhere as well. Night?
Taiwan was 2 days ago. Taiwan was 2 days ago. Yeah, that was a big one. That was over a 7, I believe, wasn't it?
It was a 7.4 or something like that. But
yeah,
and, yeah. Did you see it like toppled like that one building?
Brought that one building down,
side practically, and
it was like leaning all diagonally.
Shit. Yeah, and you see the cars like ducking fucking boulders on the highway, just driving by this mountain bridge.
You imagine? Crazy. Could you fucking imagine, bro? By the way, nobody was on that bridge, from what I heard. Like there was like one or two cars on that bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah, I think a
construction
crew.
Could you imagine driving on that fucking bridge and it collapsing entirely?
Dude, no way.
That's like fucking so many people's biggest fear, like when they drive over bridges, is something like that happening. And then to see that realized, it's kind of crazy. It's really crazy. But the dispatchers on that like noticed that the ship was starting to fuck up. So they did close traffic down. Which saved, I think, a lot of lives.
So a lot of people,
there was a recording of the dispatchers talking, and they were trying to get, like, the construction crew off of there, too. They were trying to get them, but they just didn't get it in time. It just happened so fast. And you saw how fast the fucking thing collapsed, bro. It's crazy.
I get paid by the hour, prick. That's what they were saying. That's the recording from the construction crew, actually. If you look it up, pull it up, Jamie.
Well, insert that in post. Speaking of that, there were other like bridges that were seemingly attacked or something. Weren't there other like cargo ships crashing into a bridge in like
one in Ohio
and
spontaneously combust? Wasn't
there
even
was
a cargo
a
ship
fire bridge under the one, and then like there was another bridge that the cargo ship hit like two times or something. It did not collapse, but there's been weird like attacks on some of our structural or infrastructure.
Also been attacks on Titan. If you've heard of that,
I've seen them with Giants. They might come back as well. They're saying the Titans might come back with this whole solar eclipse. Now, I don't know. I believe because there's too many different ways that this is going. You listen to three guys that are absolutely so positive with their message and vibe and story, and some of it makes sense, but they're all, you know, the opposite of each other. So it's like, all right, well, which path is it? All these guys are very confident.
Why is this solar eclipse so much more special again? I'm sorry. I just don't understand why this one is the one
because Americans. Because America, because it's happening in America. So, of course, Americans are going to put that in front center and say, well, this must mean something since it's hitting America. I mean, it hits other countries two times a year at least, or whatever the fucking shit they were saying solar eclipses hit. But people don't pay attention to that because it doesn't happen in America.
I mean, I've seen so many solar eclipses in my life.
Have you really? I've only seen one. When I was a kid.
One, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I've seen, I don't know.
Lunar eclipses, I think I've seen a few.
I've never seen
that one. Like you were talking about, 2017? I saw that one. 17
was one. Yeah, I think you were in a good spot for that. I think it did hit more.
Yeah, I was in Reno, Nevada at the time.
California or something. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that they're forming an X now, people are saying that's got to be a sign. There's a lot of weird things
that I think
that are going on here that people are saying. So I don't know.
X gonna give it to you.
I would love to believe some of this stuff. You know, I'm down for a crazy cataclysmic change in the globe. You know, something exciting, spice up life a little bit.
Dude, here's the thing: Instagram has ruined my. I kind of stop. I don't believe in a lot of conspiracies now that are on Instagram because there's so many fucking retards talking about these things. But I just dismiss them now. They've made me numb to conspiracies. Back before, like, TikTok and Reels and shit, I would listen to, like, a three-hour David Icke talk, and I'd be convinced that my world was upside down, brother. I'd fucking lose my mind. But over time, as they kept feeding me, they're fucking spoon feeding me conspiracies left and right all the time. Bam, bam.
There's a new one every week, man.
80 Ooh. Of them a day for fucking seven days a week for three fucking months. And then I get tired and delete Instagram for a week. And then right when I'm back on, I pick up right where I left off. They're just fucking spoon feeding me. And I can't even, I'm so fat, I can't even fucking take another bite in. What's that movie where the fat guy fucking eats a damn, Seven. He eats like a ham hock or something, and then he explodes. Seven. It's like some 80s movie.
Seven.
Seven?
Is it Seven? Yeah.
There's
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that in Seven. Or there's a comedy where that happens.
He force
too.
Feeds him spaghetti until he explodes.
Yeah, something like that. Seven. Hey, yeah, that's
for a gluttony.
I'm fucking done.
All the trees hanging up.
I can't take all these conspiracies anymore, so now I'm turning into a dumb liberal cuck, dude. I'm just I'm just denying everything is what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to go
Biden, 2024.
The other way. I'm voting for Oprah, actually.
Oh, God. Because
I think she's really going to make a change.
Let's
in the world.
Talk about conspiracy. That bitch is connected to all these motherfuckers, too. It's crazy.
Oprah eats people, I'm convinced. And that's not a floating conspiracy, but that's something that I feel in my heart. You know what I mean?
You just know it. You don't have
that's
to be
something I feel.
Convinced. Very true. So this is
also Puerto Rico is you know, they always say you can't trust a Puerto Rican, but Puerto Rico is right next to Epstein's Island. And those guys have kept their mouth shut for years. So I think if I ever commit a crime, then he went to the wrong place. He should have gone to Puerto Rico. And he would have been totally fine. Although I think Puerto Rico actually legally has to turn him in if he did fly there, maybe.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
I saw a picture this week that was comparing the Nickelodeon symbol to the shape of Epstein Island, and it's kind of close.
Like, is it really?
There's even like a little small island off the coast of Epstein Island that looks like the separated splat of the Nickelodeon symbol. And then also, I think somebody I read in like the comments, people were like, oh, look up SpongeBob's driver's license. I guess the coordinates are
yes, Conch Street. I just saw that too the other day. If you type in, it's like 916 Conch Street or something. If you just type that in, no city, no state, it Google Maps takes you right to Little St. James.
I remember that.
Fucked up. Yo. Yeah, there's a lot of fucked up shit, man. It's so fucked up.
If you
bro.
Look hard enough, there's connections everywhere, right? You know?
Oh,
and so these sad. Guys were just diddling all kinds of kids. Can I tell you, I watched Dan Schneider's, he did an interview after this fucking documentary came out with.
Okay, like a response?
He didn't say much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he?
He didn't or say much. Well, he apologized. He did a lot of apologizing.
Oh, did he really? Okay.
A lot of apologizing. And then apparently some things in the documentary were misrepresented, but he acknowledged that a lot of the things were true. Again, I got
the good stuff.
The guy made a lot of good shows, is what I'm going to say. He made a lot of good shows.
And
I think that's something that needs to be taken into account when we talk about. So, you know, I'm not taking away from he was a weird guy. He did a lot of weird things.
I was a big iCarly fan.
But he did make a lot of good shows, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I will leave it at that. I don't think that he should make any more shows. I'll say that. I think maybe he's made. I think maybe
yeah,
he's done.
His career should be over.
I think he's rightfully blacklisted now from the industry. So, you know, yeah.
He doesn't look great, by the way. The years have not been good to him.
Oh, really? I got to see him.
His sneaker game was kind of on point. Knight, I think you'd appreciate his sneaker game. Take a gander at that interview.
Well,
he's got some
feet.
Fresh
he's
fucking kicks on.
Guy. So that makes sense.
He's a big
guy. Hey, I'll check out his kicks. I'll check out the Pito's kicks.
Check
dude.
Out the kicks.
The Pito's kicks.
Oh, this fucking guy.
Damn. Why can't those dudes ever just wear like Hokas or some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it'd be
damn, dude. And like you said, make good shows and shit, you know?
That's not the formula, dude.
Like, I love me some Kill Bill, and then, like, you know, Harvey Weinstein, like, I was like, God damn it, dude. Like, why do you got to be connected? Those are like some of my favorite movies.
Got so many movies.
You've got to separate yeah, the artist yeah. from the whatever. You know, Vincent Van Gogh cut his goddamn really ear off. But nobody talks about that when they're looking at Starry Night. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
What a quote. I love it.
Yeah, somebody put that on a t-shirt. Let's see if we can't make some fucking merch.
Check that out at the Lost Boys store, lostboyssociety.org.
I'm just shoving Easter candy in my mouth. I'm eating M&M's now. Now I'm on M&M's.
You're munching over there.
From Smarties to M&M's, are they regular M&M's? Peanut M&M's? Pretzel M&M's, maybe?
No, they're all regular.
Regular M&M's. I can't do that.
And they just fell out of an Easter egg.
Peanut M&M's.
I like a nice peanut M&M.
Yeah.
I love the peanut. That's the only ones I really eat, peanuts.
Back to conspiracy about M&M's. How many bugs are in an M&M, do you think, in a batch of M&M's? How many, like, ground-up bugs? Because they say you got, like, at least 8 bugs in a damn candy bar or something, right?
Anything processed. Anything. Almost the whole grocery store. Knight, you would probably know. It's filled with products that are filled with these kind of things because what they allow a certain amount of bugs and like human blood and shit and to be allowed in the in these chemicals.
I mean, my company is pretty strict and we have regular audits. But I mean, you know, there's obviously I've seen pests before in my
Well, not even but like stuff that's in the stuff that that's canned that comes to like, you, from the big warehouse manufacturing.
I don't think Knight's like inspecting cans of fucking Campbell's for.
No, I know. I'm
for bugs over there.
I'm just saying it because the grocery store.
But it's kind of like one of those things where you don't want to know where the sausage comes from or how the sausage is made. That's very true. That type of shit. Like.
I'll tell you where it comes from. Dude, Diddy's house is where it's fucking coming from.
Bliss, dude. Diddy Canning Co.
Well, here's a sick conspiracy. I've gone down the rabbit hole on a few times in the past. The McDonald's thing. That McDonald's food is pretty much a large portion human meat. That is in connection with all this Epstein stuff. Where do the bodies go from all this human trafficking and everything else? Ground up in meat plants and sold to McDonald's, baby. That's your chicken nugget. You think that chicken nugget is chicken?
Fuck you guys, dude.
That dude, is don't definitely tell me not this, chicken. Please. I don't want to hear it either. I love them fries and shit, bro. But I don't know what's in them.
First of all, McDonald's is delicious. Let's just
I'm
all conspiracies aside. You don't like a nice Mickey D, a nice quarter pounder with cheese?
I do.
I haven't had McDonald's in probably like 20 years.
Whoa.
No, you got to go back.
Willpower. You got to go back, especially after you know it's human meat.
No, go back, dude. Especially, human meat is fantastic. When it's in season with a nice Shamrock shake,
Soylent Green.
There is an off season for McDonald's.
Soylent Green, the nerd diet, the fucking gamer diet, dude.
that's the classic book. It was humans.
Isn't that like? Isn't that a drink that like fucking super introverts drink to get all their nutrients? It's Soylent.
Shamrock Shake.
Soylent. Soylent Green was an old movie that ended up.
I know.
People didn't know what they were eating, and then at the end of the movie, the spoiler, everybody, is that it was humans that they were serving.
Yeah. It's like predictive
programming.
Titus Andronicus.
Predictive.
William Shakespeare play.
So what's the meat pie? What do you think human meat? What do you think human meat goes for by the pound? If McDonald's is putting all these people in the damn,
it's gotta be cheap.
Big Mac. Yeah, it has to be cheap,
it's
right?
Unfortunately,
cheaper than a damn cow.
They just
you think?
Almost like the worst cows you can get in America, probably.
Yeah, it's just a fucking decrepit. They're like
pen locked and then like fed, low grade maize is what they call it. It's like corn that's subsidized by the United States government, grown in the middle of nowhere. They're like pretty much supports all of Central America. Yeah. So, and then they just grow like low grade corn and feed it to the worst livestock that you can possibly get. That's like the budget meat.
It's so sad.
Yeah, I watched a crazy documentary years ago called King Corn. And it was about how corn is in like 95% plus of our diets, like because of it's now in the meat. So like high fructose corn syrup is like infiltrated almost every single part of processed food.
So
and it's crazy, you know, like that industry put out a lot of sugar. It put out all the sugar plantations in Hawaii originally, which was like getting a lot of Asian immigrants. And then so when high fructose corn syrup came about and the United States government started subsidizing that, it like killed all of the immigration into Hawaii and killed all the plants. They like all shut down in Hawaii. And it caused like a big poverty problem on the islands, actually, because all these people were going there for the sugar plantations and they all got shut down. They were left without a job on these small islands. And like there's pretty crazy ghetto stories in Hawaii.
Isn't there a big meth problem in Hawaii now too?
As of late? Sure. It all there's some super slums. Yeah, super slums in Oahu especially.
And that's Oahu. Like the wood fucking hemp versus hemp type of shit too, man. They just
replaced by the US government.
Mm.
But yeah, I recommend that documentary, King Corn. It's a good one.
It's people.
King Corn.
King corn.
Yeah, corn's a fucking problem, dude.
It is.
Well, it's not when it's regular. But when Monsanto like was doing this shit.
Some elote they do with some tahine.
I'm not a big elote guy.
No, you don't like the street corn?
I don't like mayo.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
my big problem.
Mayo's not my favorite either, but
I'll fuck with it. But you put up with it for the Tajin.
Yeah.
Tajin is tahine. Ghost.
What you talking about? I love mayo. I make my fucking I make my white people's fucking blood. I make my grilled cheese sandwich with mayo instead of butter. Sometimes, not all.
What, dude? No.
For sure. You get you put like mayo on both sides.
Just a thin layer, bro. I'm crazy, but a thin layer of mayo on both sides, both pieces of bread, throw that cheese in there, pop, 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 heat that shit up, turn it.
I am trying to be more open-minded.
It's good. It's just maybe I'll try it. Fat, really. It's just the same thing.
Butter's it's
fat.
Eggs. It's whipped eggs or whatever. It's just something about it. It bothers me. I could kill a fucking grilled cheese right now, to be honest with you. You shouldn't have said that, you son of a bitch. Now I'm thinking about all this grilled cheese. I've been making queso like a motherfucker lately.
It's better than that candy, bro.
Still on that queso dip?
So on fucking queso, dude. It's crazy as fuck. I just made queso today. I've chopped up the damn poblano and the fucking the other thing, whatever the other thing was. Yeah, it was good.
That's banging.
Good
bro.
Times. Good.
Fuck yeah, man.
Tacos. Oh, dude, so good. Anyway, I'll tell you where they don't have queso. Epstein's Island, probably. Well, it depends on what side of the island you're on, you know. If you're underground.
No cheese out there, huh?
Probably don't get a lot of... If you're under the ground, probably not. If you're the one that's in the damn, you know, whatever, the cage, you probably don't get a lot of queso. But Bill Clinton is probably get
all
a lot
the queso
of
queso he wanted. Yeah.
Let me get that queso, brother.
They had a queso fountain upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, little midget girl, why don't you jump in this queso fountain and go hang out with Stephen Hawking? I don't know. I don't know what these freaks do. Anyway, so this solar eclipse is supposed to be.
Whoa! This to be fucking the eclipse, bro. This is the end of the world. I think I rambled off all the main points. Oh, the black hole sun thing. This thing was weird. Okay, because there were some news stories that popped up in some random local news stations about this thing called demon face syndrome. There was some dude in Tennessee or something who has a rare visual disorder or something that when he looks at people's faces, not all people apparently, not all the time, but their features distort, like pointy ears, their face, their mouth gets all like crazy wide, sharp teeth, their eyes get all weird. And it's just described as looking like a demon face. Now, this was on two different news stories. Apparently, he was sober. Yeah, well, this is actually a syndrome. It's called, like, I cannot pronounce this. Prosopometamorphosia or some shit like that. PMO.
Cat,
look
bro.
Up PMO. And it is an actual condition. They say that it's very rare. It has only 100 cases reported, if that, since the 1900s, in the 1900s. But it's something, I guess, it recently started popping up. But it was on two, just randomly, last month or so, it just popped up on two news stations. And so people are, here's the conspiracy on this one. People are believing, and if you ever saw Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun video, they say that that's an accurate depiction of what the transformations look like. Because in that video, in the music video, you'll see these dudes, and it's a fucking solar eclipse, black hole sun. So there's all these correlations people are going nuts over. Like, oh my God, it's just a video. This is what's going to happen. But if you've ever seen the movie They Live, where the dude gets the sunglasses and he can see people's true faces, and they're pretty much like aliens trying to take over the world and all this other crazy shit, and, or demons or whatever. People are saying that's... It could be Anunnaki. People are saying that the black hole sun is going to reveal this. All people will have demon face syndrome, where you'll be able to see the true character of those around you. So there could be demons lurking at every corner. But they just say that, again, like predictive programming, they're trying to cover their butt by saying this is just some syndrome, so that when people start going to their doctor saying that they're looking at their neighbors and they look like demons, this is why it's happening. Because the condition is so weird. It doesn't happen when you're looking at pictures at all. It only happens when you're person face to face. So it's like, that's like this weird angle. Like, how could your mind be so fucked up as to see that kind of thing?
I hope that I do get this syndrome during the eclipse. I would
love to. Start calling people. Maybe that'll
finally explain why my mom is such a bitch sometimes. Dude, gee whiz.
Her ears just pointing.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, Mom, I fucking knew it, dude. That's why you grounded me in 10th grade for fucking selling
You're
pills
a fucking
or whatever
demon,
it was.
Mom. Fuck.
That reminds me of a Black Mirror episode called Men Against Fire, where the U.S. government implanted this neural link device in the military's brains. And it was called the MASS. And what it did was it made the enemies look like monsters. And so they called them roaches, but they were just like another race of like people. Yeah, yeah. Their vision was like, shit, we're killing monsters. And so there was like no remorse, no regret. And so they fueled this whole war off of like a neural implant that fucked up their vision.
See, that's so crazy, bro.
That's why I can't get this Elon Musk shit, dude. Even though I watched this fucking Elon Musk guy, the fucking quadriplegic, not the pedophile, but the other one that they implanted this Neuralink in, dude, and he was playing Mario Kart without moving a damn muscle. It was crazy, and he was winning with Yoshi.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yoshi? Okay.
Impressive. Yeah.
I would go Yoshi.
Somebody play with it. Didn't we have the fucking...
Yeah, you got the
God
Yoshi
damn,
sound,
dude. Hold on.
On the soundboard?
Hold on. Fuck. Is it? It's not. There it is.
There it is.
Late. Late from the... I was so late. Oh, fuck, dude.
That's what makes it funny. I think you might already be in the trial version, bro, with the Starlink. You might be beaming the demon face syndrome right into your brain. Wirelessly.
Well,
Neuralink's
right.
Just the direct, you know, connection, but that might be what the Starlinks are, at least testing shit out.
It's like, yeah, Wi-Fi, Neuralink.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi, they did there was a presentation that I saw on Reels one time, and it was a guy explaining that Wi-Fi radiates throughout your whole house, right? And so then he showed a computer that is able to decipher Wi-Fi band and basically use it to see anything that's in your house through
like
walls and everything.
Yep.
So they can basically...
Like sonar, essentially.
Exactly.
Yes,
they basically pinpoint exactly where you are at all times through your Wi-Fi router.
Electromagnetic interference and shit.
So if the robots take over, there's no cover. There's no... Unless you shut the grid down, if the power's on, they see you. Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when. you can't see my router because it's off in the distance, but that little fucking F word is ratting me out, is what I'll say.
Yeah, all of them are. I got my shit from less than 2 feet away from me. It's fucked up.
The EMFs, too. Oh. Fucking Robert, I almost said Robert Downey.
Well, that's
going
to happen.
Robert F. Kennedy.
EMFs, yeah.
EMFs are going to fucking intensify, yeah, or they're going to die
the
out.
The grid will go down, but I'm sure it'll just be that. But yeah, go ahead.
The Robert F. Kennedy talks about like Wi-Fi radiation being a really big leader in cancer diagnoses. Yeah. And so I've been trying to put my phone on airplane mode more and more, but I'm not going to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to make a difference.
At this point.
I think I'm radiating.
Well, yeah, we're in there, baby.
We're fucked.
Huberman, Andrew Huberman, a professor at Stanford that has a podcast called the Huberman Lab Podcast. He does like science stuff and sometimes. He says that carrying your phone in your pocket definitely lowers your testosterone. So what the fuck am I supposed to do?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Sperm count. Reduce sperm
count. Yeah, I think both. Well, then both, then. But it does fuck with you.
What if you...
And I've been keeping my phone in my pocket forever. Except that one time I got taken away.
Straight down the middle, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Direct contact with the wiener.
Yeah, it keeps it nice.
Isn't that what that little front pocket on my whitey tidies is for? The cell phone?
I thought so. That makes a lot of sense. I haven't been using it like that. I've just been using it for peanut M&M's, dude.
Like a pocket. You're right.
You can definitely use it as a phone pocket. Little wallet, you know, you put your keys in there.
Ooh, I need a small.
Depends on the size of the underwear. That's pretty good use, dude. See, the Asians are always very efficient. They're very smart. And let me tell you something. Us retards over here, I'm eating snacks out of this damn thing. And by 2 o'clock, by 2 o'clock, I got melted M&Ms in there. Dude. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Living in the Stone Age over there, dude.
Yeah, fuck. I gotta
melt
catch
in your
up.
Mouth, though. That's a conspiracy.
No, they melt in your hand, bro. That's fucking cap. That's all cap.
They damn, definitely melt what? Your hand. Yeah. Are you kidding?
They definitely fucking melt your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not in the 3 seconds it takes you to fucking take them out of the bag and put them in your mouth.
Colorful hands.
100%. I'm gonna hold it. Look, I'm gonna hold an M&M for the rest of the podcast for the science.
All those cancerous dyes.
Yeah, here's some blue 30 or whatever.
My whole fucking life.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. I'm just holding
or what is that?
Red 40.
Red 40. Yeah, the red 40 stare.
Man,
this is on red 40, right?
The fucking
demon face.
I see it already. Like, on your fingers.
I am still holding the M&M, let it be known. I'm going to hold the M&M the rest of the time. It's already melting. I can feel it in my hand already getting fucking weird shaped.
All right. You can
fuck
check it if you want.
I don't know.
The thing I saw this week about TikTok, I thought was shady as fuck. Ooh. I don't know if you would consider it a conspiracy or just like flat out corruption, but you see that Steve Mnuchin is putting together a group of super rich people to buy TikTok.
Really?
So, that doesn't surprise me.
Go
Who's
from
Steve Mnuchin, though. Who are we talking about?
He was in what is it? In Trump's cabinet? What was he? What was he? Treasurer?
Steve Mnuchin.
He did something. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I'll tell you what, though, gay as hell.
Yeah, he was treasure. He was treasure under.
okay.
Under Trump, but yeah. So
why do you
want to
buy TikTok? You fucking dork.
Because they want to.
Yeah, we go.
They want to fucking dumb it down. They want to fucking control the flow of the info that comes out. I'm telling you, TikTok is just such a free flow of random thoughts. You can hear all kinds of crazy. I heard some great new fucking streaming websites. I'm going to try out just on some random stream that just popped up. I'm like, all right. Sorry. Go ahead.
What are you streaming over there?
I think it's just super shady that, you know, you try to get them to sell TikTok through legislation 1 week, and then the next week you're, like, trying to buy it. So it's never really about, like, protecting us for, like, privacy reasons. It's about control of the data.
That's why I downloaded it. Exactly.
They're so fucking crazy, dude. I think that's dirty as
They're fucking pigs, bro. These people are pigs. They should all be fucking. I mean, no, I can't say it. Sorry. The military in me is gonna fucking start coming out here. I gotta calm down. It's like the patriot in me is gonna fucking start. I don't want to get us on a list. Jesus Christ. This is not, I would never call anything to action. I have to preface this. Dude, is all satirical.
Patriotism just means taking care of fellow Americans. That's all that means. So,
boom. You damn, my know, fellow Americans.
Speaking your truth is not a hindrance to fellow Americans.
Yeah, you're right. But then I've been watching videos of fucking FBI agents coming up to people's houses for shit that they've been posting on the internet and saying that they want to talk about the shit they've been posting on the internet. Yeah, you saw that video?
Yeah.
Course, God man. Damn, dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember we talked about it in the news a few weeks back that they had like launched they were looking into Discord and what was it, Roblox, remember? Like they had like some kind of probes into Roblox and shit like that. Yeah.
I'm kind of all right with them looking into Roblox. That place is a problem.
Yeah.
That place needs to be fucking taken care of.
Obviously, very dangerous. Fucking creeps in Roblox.
There's some fucking creeps in Roblox, dude. Let the FBI hang out in Roblox all day, but don't fucking come at me for the dick jokes I'm telling online, dude. So what if I said we should follow the QAnon shaman into battle? You know what I mean? I don't mean it. Satire.
You know they gotta be.
I did see somebody. Oh my god! Speaking of the QAnon shaman, dude. Hold on a minute. I drove behind somebody in the morning twice in a row this week. By the way, I'm not in a row, but twice this week on the way to work. Drive behind some fucking guy. Excuse me, I got a yawn here. On the back of his truck. By the way, I don't know, and I don't want to judge you guys if you have a sticker on the back of your car, but anybody that puts a sticker on the back of their car fucking sucks, dude. You guys suck.
100%, bro.
You guys fucking suck, dude. Especially if it's something that is...
I think just putting out your opinions like that is just a stupid idea, to be honest. That's just
This guy...
On anything.
Well, here's the thing. There's two types of people that put stickers on their car. One of them is cool. I found one guy that says, "I'm a child of divorce," which was very funny for me for some reason.
I've seen some like, "I eat ass."
See, I hate those, dude. I hate those so much. Hey, welcome to 20. Welcome to fucking so does everybody else in 2024. On today's episode of Don't We All? Fucking, I eat butt, dude. Sometimes. So what? I'm sure Ghost doesn't because he's 80 sometimes. Years old and it's frowned upon.
Lame.
I'm fine. You're lame. Knight, I know you're fucking diving headfirst into this.
Over there.
Knight puts a lady on and wears her like a damn hat for the rest of the day. Just straight from her butthole, dude. Like, you ever see those hats where it's like a baked chicken or something on the damn hat? You see that? I'll find you some fucking pictures. Anyway, this guy's sticker says the Great Awakening, and then it's this sleeping emoji, and then a Q sticker. Dude, gay.
Yeah.
Gay. Hey, tell you might as well just put "I've never had pussy before" on the back of your car and call it a day so there's no confusion. Who are you waking up? Who's going to see that and go, "Man, I should change my ways. Yes. I can't believe I voted Biden last year."
Facts, brother. Facts. Preach.
Yo, anybody that does feel that way, facts. Anybody that honks and goes, "Fuck yeah." We don't want them either.
Dude. I'm with you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You're not going to want them either.
They agree.
You think I should eat this chocolate bunny here? You think my kids are going to be upset? I'm just going to fucking die here tonight on the show.
Candy.
I got to quit it.
Dude, since I'm out here in California, I mean, the only sticker I have is just like a super faded Bernie Sanders sticker on my Subaru, and I identify as a lesbian. So that's like all I do.
It's fair. Not much. So you are gay, technically, if you're identifying as lesbian.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That is fine.
Well,
he said, "I drive a Subaru and I identify as a lesbian." I love that.
Although I'm going to be putting a ghost face emblem on mine. I just don't know where to put it yet. Is that weird? Is that gay too? I'll
take it. Yeah, 100%.
It's airbrush style.
It's chrome,
on the hood.
Baby. It's chrome. It's fucking looks nice. It blends with the letters on the card. I'm hype. I just don't know where.
What kind of car?
It's an Elantra.
Put it on the
it's a black Elantra.
How big is
nice
the sticker?
Chrome. No, it's like this. It's like what is it, like 2 inches, 3 inches.
Put it on the bottom corner of the damn rear view or the rear window. You know,
it's not so
the back
like,
glass.
It sucks. Like the way they have the fucking Elantra John on there, though. I can't kind of put it in there because I don't know. It's kind of fucking with me symmetrically wise. Like, I want some symmetry here, and it's not working out where I wanted it. So I got to rethink the whole thing. I might have to get another one.
Just put it right another on mask, the front.
Like
what?
Like a Jason hockey mask or something?
Ooh. That could be.
I mean, not bad.
Two white masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get a black mask because it's not going to be very easy to see on the black car.
Yeah, know? I don't think I'm going to do that. It'll be chrome anyway.
Sorry. Chrome it out. Chromium. hey, real quick. I got to take a fat piss, dude.
All right, yeah, I got to find a cough drop or something. My throat is fucking killing me.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. All right, we'll take a quick
break. And then we'll be back with a wrap up, conspiracy wrap up.
Gang, wrap it up.
Eclipse predictions.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. What will actually
I predict Diddy will Monday. Pop up wherever the eclipse happens. Diddy will show up there.
That's how he comes back. He might be the prophet. Time. He might be return of Jesus. Who knows?
That's what I've been hearing.
Oh, yeah. That's another part of it. Jesus is coming back. All right. We'll be right back. I think it'll be more distracting if I have a lollipop in my fucking mouth. But it helps my oral fixation. No Diddy. How old are these? Fuck the sake. These are from. All right. He's expired in October 22. So I don't think hard candy really expires, though, does it? In fact, that's my personal conspiracy. That might not be my conspiracy. I probably heard it somewhere. I don't know. But expiration dates are fucking bullshit for the most part. It's just so that they can keep pushing you into buying more product. Some shit is closer. You know, milk is closer, but you could still use milk for the most part after the expiration date. You just really gotta, you know, smell this shit. If it smells rotten as fuck, don't eat it, don't drink it. Most lesson of the day. Expiration dates, bullshit. Trust your heart, not the expiration date. Oh man, what other shit? Did we talk about bridge collapse? Yeah, we talked about the bridge. We talk about AI is actually okay, we developed AI. AI grows, takes over the world, creates the Matrix, which is what we're living in right now. So we're really in the future. It's exactly the Matrix, right? The movie AI, Stanley Kubrick's unfinished thing that Steven Spielberg shit all over. Hell yeah, that was a good movie, though. I liked it still. The boy and the... It was pretty much just a retelling of Pinocchio too, but it was done pretty well. But yeah, no, that's probably real shit, bro. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Stanley Kubrick too. I think he did help with the moon landing footage. I don't believe the fucking moon landing thing. The more and more I go down that rabbit hole. Moon landing, I highly doubt. I'm not going to go as far as say I think we're on a flat Earth, because that gets a little crazy. But I tell you what, looking into the current scientifically approved heliocentric model of the solar system seems like such bullshit, bro. They couldn't film the they landed some drone on the moon recently, like just a couple months ago or last month or some shit. Bullshit, because none of it was fucking filmed. They can't film that shit now? What the fuck? You know about that shit, bro? All right, the moon landing shit.
What's up?
You believe in
Stanley Kubrick?
Well, yeah, I think Stanley Kubrick,
one of his best,
might have actually
pieces of work.
What, the moon land? Yeah, I think so. I don't think you're far off, bro.
Isn't there like some Cuba symbolism in isn't the Shining some symbolism of the moon landing in the movie?
There's a lot, actually. And there's a like good documentary about shit. That was kind of Stanley Kubrick's way of you know, subtly
hinting
saying
that he was involved.
That it was bullshit. And yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I bet Ginger knows. Yeah, he's a big horror fan.
Yeah, do you know about that? The beard, we want to know. Do you know? But, yeah, that shit's crazy. There's a lot of crazy symbolism in The Shining. All his movies. Yeah, Room 237, I think, is the documentary I watched, I believe.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it.
Yes. And it goes deep into that shit. Actually, maybe I bite the fucking dick off of this thing. I can only find my kid's 2022 expired Paul's cough drop lollipops.
Just fucking digging, scraping the bottom of the barrel there, huh? Feel better?
That's what I got. But yeah, I went on a little tangent here. This is another conspiracy here. Expiration dates, for the most part, maybe you can tell me more about this, are bullshit as a motherfucker. Trust your fucking nose and your tongue and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Expiration dates are just to kind of keep product moving, right?
It's just like FDA regulation bullshit, you know, red tape in the food industry.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Because I was saying, even milk lasts a good while longer than the actual expiration date.
Yeah.
And you know when it's fucking not good. Exactly. Yeah. And it lasts long, bro. That's crazy. I'm gonna get this fucking stick off, bro. Yeah, with the moon thing. Oh, I was saying though, I'm not ready to go as far as saying that the Earth is flat or anything, but the currently scientifically approved heliocentric model that they have for our solar system is filled with so many flaws. I don't know how it's so approved. It's fucking kind of crazy, dude, to be honest. Fuck. Like, just think about the coincidence. Okay, there's another one about the solar eclipse. The coincidence alone that at this place in this time on this planet that the moon is the same size to our eyes as the sun to be able to have an eclipse is so rare of an occurrence that could happen. It's like what? How is this even fucking possible? That it's the exact fucking size to eclipse the sun. Like, think about how rare and one in a trillion, 1.6 billion lottery that would have to be to actually happen.
Isn't it something like, because we rotate not in like a circle, but more like an oval, right? And then so like they have to align like on a certain part of this oval to like overlap perfectly, like you're saying? Isn't that the science behind it?
The whole spinning thing, bro. It doesn't even make sense. Because if you think about it, if we're spinning, because we're supposedly, the Earth is spinning, right? Plus,
correct.
We're spinning around the sun, which...
And the moon's spinning around us.
The moon's spinning around us, but the sun is also spinning the whole solar system around the galaxy. Our galaxy, which is the galaxy itself, is spinning too around whatever is bigger than that. And just the weird coincidences like Polaris, our North Star, always faces north. Like if you take some of the time lapse photos that people have of the sky, you can see how it's just Polaris is always just in the same fucking spot. All the stars just shift around, but if we're moving around so much and so fast, it's kind of crazy. Like how is this even fucking possible? I know the large size of the globe does some as far as like the speed that it's spinning and stuff, and makes it seem obviously slower than it's actually spinning. But the coincidences, again, for all this shit to happen like that how could we always be pointing, how could the North Star always be right over the North Pole?
It all goes back to Y equals MX plus B, Ghost. If you learn that, all of it makes sense.
Wait, I just watched a brand new show this week on Netflix called Free Body Problem.
Bro,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I got like 3 episodes left, but
okay,
I'm
cool. Yeah,
it.
I finished it today, dude. I finished the last 3 today, and yeah, it's kind it of goes about into what, shit. The solar rotation and all that stuff. I thought that, dude. I loved the whole like VR headset shit. Like, it was wild, it's a fucking cool show, dude, and I'm stoked.
It is. I want to read the book because apparently the book's a lot better as books tend to be. But yeah, this show has definitely caught me as well.
Yeah, and the people that adapted it for TV are the dudes that did Game of Thrones, and then also somebody from True Blood as well.
Oh, wow.
So I thought the show was awesome all the way through. Yeah. And yeah, fucking good one.
Yeah,
but yeah. When you were talking about the rotation, like immediately in my head, I was thinking about all the episodes of Three Body Problem. I was like, holy shit, dude! Like,
and it's very there's some scientific craziness in that. Three body problem. It could be real. I don't know. It's fucking crazy, dude. But yeah, all the rotations we're doing, I don't know how that shit's happening. How the moon's spinning too, right? Why do
the moon is a battery?
Why do we only ever see the one side of it? It's like crazy, you know? Like,
because there's a town on the backside where they harness all the negative energy they collect from the earth.
I believe it, bro.
Dark side of the moon.
Anyway, I believe it's a possibility. But some of these coincidences are just fucking nuts, bro. And if you're a true conspiracy theorist, you don't believe in coincidences. So there you go.
There's no such thing. Question everything.
The truth is out there.
I'm going to get diabetes.
Get
yeah,
it,
I've been
bro.
Pounding on some sugar today, dude. Fuck.
You got this. You can do it.
Were you an X-Files fan?
I'm an X-Videos fan. I don't know anything about X-Files.
Oh, I love X-Files. Yeah,
yeah. I just...
I've seen all X-Files.
That's such a good show. I love David Duchovny, too. He's like one of my favorites. But I just watched a recent show that's kind of like X-Files, an older one. It was free on Amazon, but it was called Fringe.
Oh, my God. Fringe is probably one of my top 5 shows of all time.
Dude, I love it. I watched all 100 episodes recently because I
that's
was just
so
like,
Fringe.
Oh, great, right?
I haven't seen it in years, and I love that fucking show, dude.
Yeah, it's very X-Files, modern X-Files, the technology. The
yeah, like alternate universes, time loops, like so good. It's just like rogue scientists on crack. It's so good.
And it's what's his face who did Lost and Star Trek and all those other ones.
Yeah, yeah, J.J.
Abrams. So it has a nice Daniel like Day Lost Kim. Vibe. It's a, like a Lost vibe in it. I don't think Daniel Day Kim coming back up on the pod.
Stephen Yeun. that was Lance Reddick, the black guy.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
They are similar.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. All right. Let's see here. All right. So, what are we doing? Predictions here.
All right. What are we predicting now? What do we think is going to happen next? So
will anything happen for the eclipse?
I think the day the eclipse happens is just going to signify the day that Tupac testifies against Diddy. He's going to return on the eclipse. He's going to testify against Diddy and Bad Boy.
All right.
He's going to be like, I fucking told you guys.
Mark that
fuck
down.
Diddy. Fuck Bad Boy.
Mark that.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I think that's what this eclipse means.
Can I tell you something? I think that this eclipse is going to be the mark of Dan Schneider is going to get up in front of the world, and he's going to talk about his time at Nickelodeon, and it's going to be live streamed too, and Trump's going to be there for some reason, and then he's going to pull his mask off Scooby-Doo style, and it's been Jeffrey Epstein the whole time. And then he wins an Oscar for best actor ever.
Would have got away with it.
And
the financier?
Yeah, the financier. And that's it. And that's the only thing he's known yeah, for.
That's what
for just being the money guy. This whole thing. and then we give him an award and Ghislaine Maxwell stays in prison. And then nothing else is going to change other than that.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Nothing else will be fine. The eclipse won't even fucking happen. And everybody will just go outside with those silly fucking glasses they got to buy to look at the sun or whatever.
Oh, people are saying that too.
There's what, that you got to look at silly, you got to look at the sun through glasses?
Well, there's just crazy TikTokers saying that the fucking moon and shit is not in the position right now. It's not in the right sign or whatever the fuck to even be a part of an eclipse on April 8th. Like, nothing's lining up, and she's shocked that, like, everyone's believing this.
These retards go, it's a crescent shape that day, you idiot. It's no way it's going to block out the whole sun. Somebody's got to tell them that it's just a shadow and that the rest of the moon is still there. Fucking jamokes.
No, the people that think the moon actually changes the size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the month, yeah, yeah.
Wait, don't...
It depends.
They can expand.
Depends on where you grew up, dude.
I've shot that with a gun in GTA, and it has gotten bigger. Tell you what,
you shot the moon with a gun
in GTA. All right, spoiler Easter egg: if you shoot the moon in Grand Theft Auto, at least 3 and Vice City, I believe San Andreas. I don't know about the newer ones, but with a sniper rifle, gotta be a sniper rifle. The moon will change size. Very interesting.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool. My prediction, though, and here's actually my true prediction. I would like some of this crazy shit to happen. I would love to have the demon face syndrome so I could see people's true identities. Spiritual right, yeah, awakening no sounds nice. But what actually truly worry about is that there's some terrorist activity that they'll take advantage of. Because you should see, there was some video that they showed of all the just hotel bookings and B&B bookings in the fucking path of totality. There's so many motherfuckers. They say people are coming from all over the world to fucking just see this shit right along the line. So I could imagine some bad shit happening with, like, people, you know, some shootings and shit. So that's
really? You think they go that far?
I think that it's
people are fucking insane. Right, I believe it though. Yeah, yeah, you know.
I think the bridge thing might have been terrorism. I don't know.
No, that wasn't terrorism, dude. ISIS. You know what's so funny, dude? This is why I fucking love my wife right now. I forgot to tell you guys this.
Don't think it was cyber hacked.
No, well, people say that. But listen to me. So my wife sends me a thing. You know, this is like 2 days after the bridge collapse, and she sends me a fucking article. And it's it says ISIS claims responsibility for Baltimore Bridge, whatever. And I just wrote, dude, ISIS didn't do shit. No. I'm like, those guys are pussy. Those guys are so 2016, yada, yada, yada. And she goes, I don't know. You should click on the link and actually read it instead of just fucking do that, because they say some crazy shit in there. And I go, oh, well, whatever. I don't have time right now. I'll go do it now. I go to do a review with one of my employees, and I'm waiting for him. And I go, oh, let me click on this article. And I see it. And it's that fucking guy that banged Lena the Plug. And he's washing his whole 22? Body. No, the black guy. No. Who's the black guy?
Jason Love.
It's Jason Love showering himself with soap, washing his big old black dick, dude. And dude, my wife pulled the old rabble rouse on me, dude.
That's a good one.
It was so great.
That's hilarious. You guys are
perfect. And I wasn't expecting it at all, dude. She fucking roasted my shit.
Fucking got him. Got him with the meat spin, dude.
Yeah, my wife's cool. Holy shit.
That's funny as fuck.
Then I had to tell her to fucking wipe her phone completely, and I have to put blockers on it now because I am not going to let another man's penis be on that device. You're out of your mind. Especially one looking like that, dude. That guy's fucking tripoded out. And I'm working over here with a damn PUD.
She got a folder with Jason Love and Drake. And like,
she better. Like, oh, dude, I'll be heartbroken. Dude. You might as well divorce me. Might as well divorce me, dude. I'm not even coming close. I'm not even coming in third place. I'll say that right now. Insane. Diddy's got me beat, probably. or Meek Mill, whatever his name is. I don't know.
You got to listen to that audio, dude. That's just real.
Oh, you got to fucking send me a little. Where did you hear it? Live leak? That's like fucking on equivalent of like a murder video.
It's all over, I think. And it's all over.
I'll try to link it after the show.
Put that in the Discord or something.
What
do you think's gonna happen during the Discord? What do you think what do you think's gonna happen there, Ghost, on the damn eclipse?
That's what I said. The terrorism, I think, is probably.
You think it's gonna be a terrorist? Come on!
I would love for some of this other stuff to happen so that shake things up a little bit in the world. But I don't know. I just think evil actors are going to take advantage of people's fears and anxieties about this, as they always do. Why not take advantage? Well, that's the
they've done it since the beginning of time,
right? That they've said
that crazy.
Yeah, always take advantage of any situation like this.
Yeah. I mean, what is it? The Aztecs, didn't they used to fucking chop people's heads off until an eclipse happened? Because they thought it was like a sign from God that like plagues were being lifted.
It's a lot of heads. Probably.
It's a lot of heads, dude. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of fucking heads.
The Mayans weren't very smart. Because they thought they thought the world was going to end in 2012.
It might have, bro.
Fucking retards.
It might have, though.
No, they probably knew something we didn't, to be honest with you.
Maybe we did mentally, you know?
Yeah, well, that's when we jumped into the next dimension or whatever. We died and we got reincarnated on a flat Earth with
timeline,
with Dan Schneider being played by fucking Jeffrey Epstein. Berenstain Bears, no Fruit of the Loom with the cornucopia. Although the cornucopia thing kind of just feels like they are allowed to change their logo. You know
what
I mean?
But they've said that the statement from them was that we've never had a cornucopia. I think that's where the main like shit's coming popping off of, because people are like, no, there was a cornucopia for sure. And some people are posting shit with it in it. So who knows?
How do you spell cornucopia?
Don't ask. Let me ask ChatGPT.
Yo, there was definitely a cornucopia on Fruit of the Loom, bro. Hold my fucking dick. Are you kidding me? I'm looking at him right now.
Not in anything they put out. You won't see it. Like their website.
Yeah, they denied it, dude.
They denied it. It's corn.
Ah, dude.
Corn. It's coming back again. It's always popping
corn.
Up.
Corn. There it is.
UCOPIA.
Who named it a cornucopia?
Oh.
It's an acopia for corn.
Fucking pilgrims. Like, pilgrims weren't even real.
Yo, pilgrims are fucking dumb as shit. They discover the new world by accident. Let's not act like these guys know what we should be naming things, dude. You know what I mean? They fucking wore buckles on their damn hat. What are you going to strap the hat down for, you silly? What are you doing? Why are you putting a fucking belt on your hat? Fucking those guys were idiots.
I mean, no
hey,
shit.
Fuck
would
you if you're a pilgrim.
Fly
you're
off
listening.
The wind, there is a lot. We do have a lot of pilgrim listeners.
Yo, I'm just saying they could try time travel. If a pilgrim time travel and goes, let me see what's on ye old internet.
Ooh,
and then he listens to the Lost Boys. Hey, fuck you, dude. I'm talking to you. You suck. Take the fucking buckle off. You look dumb.
Take the buckle off.
And no chick was fucking get doing a colors. Witchcraft, dude. Quit burning all these fucking broads. You bunch of dummies. There's no such thing. Go celebrate Easter with the rest of the pagans. Shut the fuck up, dude. I just got way off track. I'm very sorry.
All the holidays are pagan holidays.
Every single one of them. Even my birthday. God damn it.
The biggest pagan holiday.
The biggest pagan holiday. You know, I really, real quick, completely throw the show off course. I've been really into Adam Ray as of late. He's a comedian. Knight, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he does Dr. Phil impression.
Dr. Phil, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm fucking obsessed, quite literally obsessed with this character that he has developed. And I'm watching all the live things. I'm watching every little clip, everything, every podcast appearance, anything I can listen to with this Dr. Phil guy.
Down the rabbit
hole. I'm all in right now. And I keep saying, we'll be right back at work. And
oh, he dresses like him, big, too?
Dude, he dresses like
yeah, he wears yeah, that, yeah, like a scalp, like a, yeah,
and
like
he does. So, Ghost, I'll give you a little tidbit. He's like he does like stand up, right? So he has a show called Dr. Phil Live, and it's literally he uses clipping from the Dr. Phil show, like intro video, like the opening credit thing. Plays it, sits down, he starts doing crowd work. And there's there was one when I watched. The one that got me hooked was there was some lady in the front. And he goes, you look fun. He's like, what is that? You got a geisha? What is that tattooed on your tit? He goes, you got a geisha on your tit? And he goes, what is that? Queen Elizabeth or Benjamin Franklin? Who the fuck is that on your tit? And he puts the microphone in her face. And she goes, my grandmother. And everybody starts fucking losing it. And he walks away and he turns around and looks at the camera. He goes, we'll be right back. And then he just fucking... Dude, kills me. Kills me every time. Oh, man. My condolences. I assume she's dead. It'd be weird if you had your alive grandmother on your tit.
Adam Ray. Check it out.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, sorry. No, fuck you.
Go down that algorithm, bro.
Yeah, get off of TikTok, bro. Please. It's melting your brain.
It is. I think it got me sick. I think it's just
that's when you just switch the algorithm on TikTok. Like, just turn it into stand-up bits.
Yeah, I gotta switch it to music and stand-up.
Yeah, music.
I was just doing research for the show, though. That's all I was.
No, sure. I'm just messing with you.
3 weeks straight, every day. A couple of... more than a couple hours every day.
You're crazy. How much screen time you got on TikTok? Pull out the app right now.
Fuck tell that.
Does it stay on there? Dog. Ooh, does it say on there?
Yeah, if you look at your screen time app. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, so hold on. I'm a boomer. I'm actually a Zennial. Screen I was saying this time. Before the show. I'm a Zennial.
It's in the settings app.
It's a new thing. All right, I'm in settings.
Go to settings, scroll down, and then up the search bar and type in screen time.
Oh, okay. Ooh, screen time.
And it'll tell you.
I don't have it turned on, so it won't tell me.
Oh, you clown.
Good man.
I have it
good
turned man. On for my daughter.
Keep it a mystery, dude.
iPad, but I did not have it.
Keep it a mystery. No, you gotta do nothing. You gotta know. You gotta know so that you could do nothing with the information.
Yeah, anyway. What's that?
Except give yourself anxiety. I look at my screen time and I go, fuck.
Exactly, dude.
I go, fuck, I'm using my phone so much. And then the next week, I just have more screen time than I did that week. And then I go, fuck, dude, I'm not getting any better. And it's just a cycle. I don't know. Anyway. Listen, I love you guys. And if the world ends over this eclipse, I'm going to drive a fucking boat into a bridge or something, I think.
There we go.
Because nobody who's going to stop me. The world's over.
You're going to people make are saying that movie thing go true.
It's ooh. Just a fucking dinghy. It's like a fucking fishing boat. It's like a 4-fucking-cc engine. One of those little fucking
tin boats.
One of those little fucking tin boats.
Fishing boat.
I just violently crash and die and nothing happens.
You end up taking out like a walking bridge over a stream.
Not even, dude. I don't even think I'd generate enough force to do that.
Model train.
I'm gonna try, goddamn. No, I'm not. This is all. This is all
for entertainment purposes.
It's just to be a funny guy.
If you get demon face, yeah.
If I get demon face, I will steal a yacht. I will do that. If I see one person with demon face, I'm gonna start macheting up. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna start. What's that lady from fucking Walking Dead with the damn katana?
Michelle.
She was a black chick, dude. What's she doing with a katana? All that's right. We'll be right back.
Oh, shit.
But
too much Adam Ray, bro.
Way too much.
All right. Is that it, then? Is there anything else?
Yeah, get me out of here. Coach.
I don't think so. There's a lot of conspiracies out there.
I'm all hopped up on fucking Easter candy. I'm itching like a fucking crackhead.
Everybody.
Be vigilant, be strong, and question everything. But also, maybe not everything, because it could develop some sort of manic schizophrenic
state.
Don't ask, don't tell. Let your fucking cousin kiss his brother or whatever it is that you guys do over there. Don't ask, don't tell.
Tag, I had one question for you I wrote down here. TikToks popping up that the retired military officers are getting recalled. Have you heard any of this within any of your military circles?
Nah, bro. I talked like three military dudes, and all of us just sending Alabama memes because one of our guys from Alabama. And we just send cousins kissing each other memes or whatever.
So
time is there was
memes.
One that said
no recalls, gay memes. We are clearing up the facts here. We are debunking the conspiracies live.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you, everybody.
I sent a meme that said time is relative, and then it said people from Alabama, and it was a guy fucking a clock.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, you know that clip I posted of that hairy ass dude?
Yeah. Is he from Bama?
Of course he is. Mobile, my friend.
Oh wow.
Yo, that is as inbred as a still I've seen in my life, dude.
I like that guy.
He got big off. He used to make like Power Ranger videos where he would dress up as like the white Power Ranger and do all like the power up stances. So fucking funny, dude. So fucking funny.
He should put the outfit back on because he's incredibly hairy and disgusting.
Dude, that video cracked me up because that chick was like, "What is this port for?" And it was like an old phone port in her house.
He's like, seriously answered the question.
And he corrected her. So imagine getting stitched on TikTok and that dude correcting you and him being correct. Like, you know, like that was like comedy gold for me, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the irony of all that was hilarious. That was a great, great meme. Or stitch. Lingo down. All right, that's it, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight to the Lost Boys Lost Boys podcast. I hope it's not the last episode ever.
I hope it's not the last episode ever.
You never know, man. I'm scared. But check us out, lostboyssociety.org, while you can, where you can contact us, check out all our old shows, and join the Discord, which is the best place to find us throughout the week.
And hear Meek Mill get his cheeks clapped.
Yes, we're going to be posting that audio. You can hear all the live, deep he diddy conspiracy video.
Deep, hella deep. Is he jackrabbiting this guy, or is he taking his time?
It's really awful, dude. Him out, dude. It's awful. I felt gay after listening to it.
You will be gay after visiting the Discord. So check it out.
Yeah, your parents are going to be not happy.
Hop on Lost Boys.
Thanks to all the live viewers and chatters tonight. We are live every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Twitch, Lost Boys Society. And of course, get us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Lost Boys and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Thank you guys. I hope you guys stay safe in this coming week.
Off to the bunkers.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stock up on fucking corn and MREs.
Grow your own food. Is what I would recommend. Stay away from famous rappers, I guess.
Yeah, if you meet like a famous rapper, I think this is the timeline or the period of time in our history where you just maybe don't talk to him. Maybe just leave him alone.
Yeah, unless it's 50 Cent. 50 Cent's goaded.
Yeah, but he's been a fucking foo-foo shit too. On.
Yeah, no, he's been a truth teller.
He's calling these motherfuckers out.
All the clips are resurfacing of 50 talking shit about Diddy like for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
How he did some strange shit. Yeah. Diddy offered to take him shopping. He was like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Like, 50 don't play that, dude.
Yeah, this was like, what, late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, early 2000s, I think.
I'm all right with that, dude. All right. Well, shout out 50 for being a fucking real one, dude.
Yeah, he's real. He's good peoples. He knows what's going on out there.
He did get shot like 11 times.
I think it was more. Was it more?
Like, I think it was 9, actually. I think it's nine.
Yeah. It was 11. Okay, it was 9.
I think it's 9.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to misinform.
There was a conspiracy behind that Ja Rule was involved in that.
Ja Rule? Ooh, well, Ja Rule is involved in Fire Island, so I'm going to be honest with you. I think he is capable of killing another human being. That's just my
theory. Hired this guy named Kenneth Supreme McGriff to shoot 50.
Supreme Abdul-Jabbar. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Was it Cat Williams saying how Ja Rule made the whole deal with the Illuminati thing? That's why he got the movie deals and all this shit.
Yeah. I hate Ja Rule.
Yeah,
how about a conspiracy for you guys here? I think Ja Rule is not a good guy.
I mean, he's pretty much disappeared off the face of the planet.
Well, after fucking Fire Island, I would too. Are you kidding me?
What's Fire Island? I don't even...
You don't know what Fire Island is? It was a whole festival? Music festival that he fucking created with some Bitcoin billionaire guy. And they made it this whole thing. No, dude, this is fucking forever ago. They made it this whole to-do. Fuck off. They,
time is relative.
Yeah, time is relative, dude.
Where's she at? What's her name?
And I'm fucking horned up. And I'm fucking bricked up. No, they created this music festival and they hyped it up to be this whole thing. And when everybody showed up, there was no, like, there was no place to sleep. There was storms. A bunch of the artists canceled the fucking day of. And so there was no entertainment. The food that they handed out was like bologna sandwiches, and there was no refunds, and everybody was trapped on the island.
Basically, one of the biggest scams.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest scandals of all time. I think the guy went to jail for a period of time. Like the other guy, Ja Rule, denied having anything to do with it really behind the scenes, because he did a lot of supporting of it, and he was kind of like the right hand man. He was the P. Diddy to Alan Harnell or Harrell or whatever the fuck. And and then they just fucking, he left this white guy to fucking drown under all this pressure, dude, basically.
Damn.
So shout out Ja Rule. What would I be without my baby?
Stop it, dude. He had like the worst lips. Worst fucking lips, dude. I was always like, what the fuck? He looks so weird.
Yo, a lizard, fucking gross, lizard person. Dude.
Oh,
but if it's ugly, it's a lady. Fucking cornball. This is where I pull my tit out, dude, and I got a fucking Ja Rule tattoo on my tit next to my grandma.
Next to them.
Knight pulling the fucking Ja Rule. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show, Knight did a great Ja Rule hands to the lips pose. It was great. Check it out. All right. All right, get us the fuck out of here.
Bye. That's it.
See ya.
Peace.
See you on the other side.
What you know, you don't know. What you wanna know, you must know. Well, most of those people are just clones. I'm not calling home, they listening in on the phone. And gotta admit, there's something suspicious about that cold. As in election season approach, Brandon standing looking like a demon. Can't believe that's what they even chose. What's he planning? And don't get me started on his planet. My take is, obviously as flat as a pancake.
No cap?
Damn right. And plus no ice cap, slightly appalled. They always lying about the giant ice wall. Try to fly into Antarctica tonight, bro. Ain't happening. They'll get you at the checkpoint and start patting and have you enter the room in the back. And as they lead you in, well then, no wonder we'll ever see you again. So keep attention quick. Always know where the nearest exit is. They fishing whoever listens to this shit. Cause this is closer to the truth it is. And I'm not a bit suicidal. So if I ever try to, then yep, you know what happened. I got too close and got bit for yapping. I'll be creep the attack then. Oh shit.
Stop. Ow. Come on. Calm down.
What's your name?
Herman Funster.
Address is 1221 West Mineral Avenue. Command is at 1241 West Mineral Avenue.